Hello again, it's Dennis Collins with another episode of Connect and Convert, your sales accelerator podcast where you learn the insider secrets to growing your sales faster than ever. Hey, my partner Leah is off today, but I have a very special guest that I'd like to introduce. I'd like to welcome today a very special guest to Connect and Convert. His name is Brian Tooze, and Brian is the founder and the owner of Tooze Lending, which is based in Orlando, Florida. He's a native of South Florida, but he found his way up to Orlando. He went to UCF to get his MBA. UCF, go Knights.
Charge on.
Charge on, buddy. And he is now in his fourth year, so it's a fairly new business. He's in his fourth year of ownership of Tooze Lending. I love to bring people like Brian to the attention of our listeners. Our listeners are mostly small business owners or people who aspire to be a small business owner, okay? And Brian didn't just think about it, didn't just talk about it. He did it, okay? And so from his lips to your ears, he is going to help us understand all the trials, tribulations, and the joys of being a small business owner. Hi, Brian, and welcome.
Hey, Dennis, thank you so much for having me. This means a lot. Really appreciate the opportunity.
It's a pleasure because, you're one of the first people I wanted to get. Our podcast is still somewhat new. We've got about 35 episodes in already. We release one a week. So we're very aggressive. So we're trying to build up some really good guests, and you're going to be one of them. So I love the tagline that you use in some of your marketing. Let's get you home. How'd you come up with that? What does that mean?
That's a great question. So let's get you home. I mean, obviously it ties into the mortgage piece of the business, but I was very key on some of the words I chose. So for example, the very first one, let's, I chose let's and not we'll get you home or I'll get you home because it's a team effort. It's a partnership. So it's not just myself and my team. It's also the real estate agents we work with, the title agents, as well as the actual consumer, the buyer of the home or the borrower getting a refinance. It's all coming together. So that was very first on let's being the very first word. And then get you, meaning, okay, who are we actually focusing this on? And that is the client. And then home, which is, that could have several meanings. Yeah, it could be get you home, yeah, get you into a house, or get you to the finish line. A lot of my social media, my caption is getting you there. Whatever your goal is, that's what we want to help you accomplish in a team effort. So it all kind of combined into let's get you home.
Hey, Brian, I love the wordsmithing. I mean, this wasn't just something you came up with. You thought this through. I love the double meaning of home. I caught that, and I was going to ask you about that. What does that mean? And you just described it. It has two very, very strong meanings. So you actually started in the business as a branch manager for your dad, who is also Brian Tooze, which I have confused on several occasions. And, Dad Brian is living the life down in the Florida Keys, but you opened a branch office of Tooze Mortgage. And talk to us about how that happened. And then I want to talk about 2021, the year you decided to found Tooze Lending. But first of all, tell us about your background with your dad.
Sure. So my dad not always tried to put a bug into my ear about getting into mortgages. It was more so find my own path, whatever that may end up being. And it was in 2017 when I realized I need to be doing something different, need to be doing something more. And at coincidentally the same time was purchasing my first property, which of course my dad helped me do the mortgage. Started asking tons of questions to him, not just your typical, what's my monthly payment going to be and how much cash do I need? I was really diving into the specifics and into the weeds of mortgages. And the crazy part was it was all clicking in my head. It was just one of those instinctual things that were coming to me. So chatting with my dad, thought about getting my mortgage license, doing it on the side while still having a full-time job. And that went nowhere. That went absolutely nowhere for the 4 months that I attempted that. No leads, no clients, nothing. Just absolutely nothing. So when I decided to leave the corporate world, I was working at an investment bank at the time. I had a couple opportunities to get into mortgages. One was under my dad's wing. And then the other one was actually working for a pretty decent sized mortgage company here in Orlando. And I chose to go under my dad's wing for obvious reasons, being family, right? But then also a little bit more challenging. My dad was still down the Keys. Zoom was not a thing. So I think we were using Skype. That's how he was teaching me. And
oh, yes.
What ended up really being a two-man operation, him down the Keys and me here. And then I actually had a couple close friends of mine decide they wanted to try out the mortgage industry. Next thing you know, I had my own branch. So that was the first 3 or 4 years, was growing my business, growing the name of Twos up in Orlando, because outside of my college friends, nobody had really knew who I was. So that was That was probably one of the biggest challenges, was marketing. Was marketing the name, the brand here in Central Florida, and also learning how to become not just a manager, but a leader in a true professional entrepreneurial environment. That was the first 3 to 4 years of me being in this line of work. So it's been very, very interesting, very challenging. And then come from COVID in 20 and then also 2021, real estate wise, housing market wise, we blew up, right? As much as everybody else. And we could thank the 2 and 3% interest rates for most of that abundance. But in 2021, it was a very challenging year. Outside of, yes, again, tons of business, great opportunities, but learning how to scale up was something I had never done before. Heard the phrase, knew the definition, was not something I was looking to achieve. And the market forced our hands. Again, I'm still working with my pops. And we went through a lot of hiccups, obstacles, road bumps, butting heads. It was not easy at all. And in 2021, it was towards the latter part of the year, it kind of got me thinking, like, man, maybe not. There's absolutely no bad blood between my dad and I. We absolutely love each other, talk to each other still every day. But there were just certain things that he wanted to do for scaling in the Keys and what I wanted to do in Central Florida that were just different. And it wasn't a matter of having my own branch. It was, this might be where I need my own company. And I thought that, but I was truthfully too scared to tell him. And we actually had a meeting. I went down in the Keys and he said it. He said, son, I think it's time that you potentially have your own company. Yeah. Wow. So I was too chicken, you know what? And he kind of pulled it out of me. So that was a transition. So that was how I got into it initially. And yeah, eventually my own shop.
Great story. Looking back, and you documented all, what a tough time for any business, 2020, 2021, even 2022. And you probably started Twos Lending at one of the most challenging times ever in our economy. Granted, there were some low interest rates which didn't hurt, but there was a lot of stuff going on. What is it that you didn't know then that you know now? As you look back and say, how did I overcome that obstacle? What were the obstacles that you had no way of predicting to start up Twos Lending?
Yeah, man, to start up Twos Lending, I did not realize how much goes into, you see all the marketing of like, oh, to create your LLC or create your S-Corp, just go to this website, go to this company and they'll do it for you and that's it. Oh my God, that is one out of 100 things you have to do. So you have to register with the state of Florida. I'm not just talking SunBiz. You need to get your employment taxes set up. I mean, I was going on state of Florida websites I've never even heard of or seen before. It was a whirlwind to get your certain business licenses, not just with the state, but with the city, with the county. Before it was just, oh, I just need my mortgage license. No, there's so many other licenses you have to get. Compliance wise, I had to get a compliance team, make sure that all of my my legal documents were in line, that my disclosures were correct. That even if everybody on my team, granted, everybody on my team was independent contractors, but make sure those contractor agreements were shaped up and compliant. So, yeah, the creating an LLC, creating an S corp was the start, and that's step one and step two. But there was so much more. And at times, it's one of those times where it's like you don't know what you don't know. And there were times where I did not know what I needed to do, but I would get a nice, lovely letter in the mail that said, "Brian Two's Lending, you haven't filed for this." I'm thinking, "Oh crap, I need to jump on this ASAP." And sometimes that's how I learned.
At least it wasn't the cops knocking at the door with handcuffs or something.
No, it was not.
nothing that's serious. Okay, but here's a question. As you talk about those obstacles, I hope that informs a lot of our listeners who are thinking about, who are contemplating, they have this dream of their own business. There are some preparation steps that you need to do, and probably somebody like you who could mentor them would be a good idea to talk to somebody who's done it. That's kind of the reason I wanted you on the podcast, is to give our listeners a chance to understand. But I have a question. Okay. With all of that difficulty, all of those hoops that you had to jump through, which is more difficult, jumping through those hoops or figuring out how best to market the new Two's Lending?
Oh, man. At the time, it was the hoops. It was definitely the hoops. Yeah. But now it is, and after the hoops were taken care of, yeah, definitely the marketing of Two's Lending. Once you figure out the hoops to jump through, it's a matter of just renewing those hoops every year. And if you I created a list of almost like a checklist of everything that you've got to do. So I don't need to rethink that. But marketing, branding the company was a challenge. I mean, even to this day, people still say Two's Mortgage, even though it's Two's Lending. So that was a challenge in itself. But yeah, there's so many different tactics you can go about. You can trial and error to see what works. There's a lot of competition, in Central Florida. That does not stop. As you mentioned, a crazy time, 2020, 2021, and even 22, a lot of people got into the mortgage industry. So there was more competition, and now I've got a brand new company to market. That's a recipe for disaster. So yeah. To kind of get past that was for sure I can't think of another word than a challenge. It was fair. It's even to this day, marketing is at the forefront of my mind. We can help our clients. We can help our realtors, our title partners. But our biggest thing is we need to be known. We have to be out there. So that today is still one of the biggest accomplishments we have to strive for.
What has worked best for you? Obviously, our overall group is called Wizard of Ads. Okay, we have 75 Wizard of Ad partners all over the world, and one of our biggest challenges is marketing. We tackle that challenge for small business owners every single day. So I would love for you to talk about what is working best for you. What have you found is the most effective way to market Two's Lending?
It is, and it sounds so simplistic, but it is a combination of being present at events, and it is a social media push and also email marketing. So I pride myself on being the mortgage expert. You've got a question, I'm going to have an answer for you. If I don't know the answer, give me 20 minutes and I'm going to get back to you with that answer. So that's really my push. And then to be able to market that on social media, not just Facebook and Instagram, we're on YouTube, we're on LinkedIn, we're on TikTok, we're basically everywhere except Twitter or X. So being able to showcase that my team and I are experts on those different platforms has been really helpful. And then also emailing out to just kind of be on the forefront of somebody's mind. And if there is an event, then show in person. We are, I guess this is a little bit of a unique thing. We are one of the few mortgage companies that, with the exception of investment properties, if you're trying to buy a primary home or a secondary residence, we can only do Florida. And a lot of mortgage companies will push and say, we can do this in 5 states, 10 states, all states, which is fantastic. But for us, we are local. We are hyper-local. So there is enough business here in Central Florida. So I would tell you actually that that is one big advantage, is that we don't go and target to Georgia or Texas. We are right here in Florida, right here in Central Florida. So being able to, as people say, find your niche or find your clientele, in a sense, it is Florida and Central Florida. So that's one thing that we just try to, again, hyper focus on.
That's interesting. It creates another question in my mind. As a consumer, as a customer, what are the advantages and disadvantages? I have as you said, a ton of choices. Some of these are big national companies that can do anything anywhere, and others are like Two's Lending that are localized into a particular part of Florida, into the state of Florida. As a consumer, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working with a bigger firm versus a smaller firm?
Well, I'll start with the disadvantages. So the disadvantage of working with a smaller company, whether it be mine or others, is we might not have all of the technology that a larger national company might have. Yeah, I'll give you an example. There's one mortgage company, they're nationwide, and they have an app. So if you're trying to purchase a property, they'll say, hey, Dennis, just download our app and everything is going to be there. Whether we need documents from you, you want to see where exactly we are in the process, it's all going to be in your app. So we won't have things like that. But that's probably the biggest disadvantage. And the other disadvantage is, okay, if you want to buy a vacation home out in Denver, Colorado, we might not be the best option for that, right? We can maybe finagle a way to create an investment property, but if it's just a straight up vacation home, that's not us. So those are the disadvantages. The advantages absolutely outweigh the disadvantage. Number one, we are faster. We're faster, we're cheaper, we're easier to work with. There is not a supply line of people you have to speak to. There's a very minimal group, so you know exactly who to go to should you have questions. Because we are a smaller operation, we can be a lot faster. So the national average for someone purchasing a property right now, do you want to take a guess how long it is
to get financed?
Yeah.
Okay. How long is it national average? I'd say 60 days.
So it's 42, and that's off of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We are at 17 days.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, and that might not mean much if you want to close in 30 days. What's the point of 17 days? Well, if you and five other people are trying to bid on the same home, someone that says, I can get this done in less than 3 weeks is going to win over a 30-day or 42-day. That's one huge advantage. We are also on the wholesale side. So, if you're trying to buy a certain item that's at Whole Foods versus Sam's Club, Sam's Club's probably going to be cheaper, right? If it's at both places. But you need a a membership to get into Sam's Club, and we are that membership. So we have wholesale mortgage interest rates that are generally anywhere from, we call it basis points, 10 basis points, so 0.1 as much as up to half a percent lower than your national average. So when you see on CNBC or these other websites that the average 30-year mortgage rate is at 7.1, that means that we're probably at 6.8 or 6.9. So we're saving you money. We are faster than the competition, and we're hyper-local. We also know all of the tax laws and every piece of a fee or transaction that goes on in here in Florida. You know, we don't have to worry about any rules or regulations in the other states. We know all of the rules for right here in Florida. So those are some of the advantages that I think outweigh the disadvantages.
I certainly like faster and cheaper. Those would appeal to me right away. And certainly knowledgeable. It can be, you know, buying properties, I don't have to tell you, you do it every day. You're in that space. It can be very confusing. And there's lot of regulation, a lot of, like you said, a lot of paperwork, a lot of stuff that has to be done right, or somebody's in jeopardy. Somebody may have a problem. So let me jump back into marketing for a second, because I'm on your social media, so I see a lot of what you do. And I'll tell you one thing that has really gotten me, and that is your little videos. I think you release those. I don't know if you have a timetable. It seems like they're weekly at least. Maybe, I don't think they're more often than that. Do I have that right? Maybe once a week?
Yep. Yeah, once a week. Yeah. Yep.
I love your videos. In fact, the latest one, I just noticed, I think it was today, Fix and Flip is, I think, one of your latest videos. I haven't looked at it yet. Tell the audience what Fix and Flip is.
Yeah, so basically a Fix and Flip is a type of loan program we offer for anybody that's trying to purchase a property. They see it as the ugly duckling in the neighborhood. They want to fix it up and then either keep it or they want to sell it for a profit. So we have loans that are specifically designed for that. And what I was mentioning in the videos and the other marketing pieces is that we don't care if you've never done a fix and flip before or if that's all you do. We can help you no matter what end of the spectrum you are on. So I kind of dove into a little bit of the specifics on the videos and the other marketing pieces. But in a nutshell, you could have, again, zero experience. You got to put some money down, right? I think we have it at 20% down. But if that property costs $30,000 worth of work, you don't have to come up with the $30,000. We're going to finance that for you. So you're coming up with...
That's great. Go ahead. That's great. In my younger real estate investing days, you and I would have been even better friends than we are now.
Yeah, it's a really, really strong and simple program. And it gives as well, it gives people the opportunity to take their time with the flip if they want. I mean, we have anywhere from 12 to 18 month terms. So a lot of people like to get in and out in 2 to 4 or 5 months. But if there's delays or anything, it kind of gives them the shot. And also, another reason we talked about it, last thing I'll say, is a lot of people don't know that we have that loan type. Everyone thinks that we're just cookie cutter, someone trying to buy a primary home or an investment property. No, like we can get into some unique programs too. So that was another reason we pushed out to say, hey, like, don't forget, we can actually do these types of loans as well.
That's why I like your little video series. What's been the response by your customers, by potential customers? What kind of response do you get off your little videos?
So if I do get feedback, for the most of the time, it is positive. It's a lot of people asking questions, engaging, wanting to know more, which is really cool. And the weekly update video that I send out, not on social media, but also YouTube and email market as well. I mean, we'll get anywhere on the low side, 20, 30 views up to 100 or so. And people are emailing back asking questions. So that's really it. We just want people to know that, hey, here is a 45-second or 90-second update on what's going on in the mortgage world, and we know what we're talking about. So at any point in someone's day or life, they think, I need something with a mortgage. They're thinking Brian and his team, they know what they're talking about. You know, I'm going to go to them.
I couldn't agree more. You are building your brand and you're doing it 45 seconds, 60 seconds at a time. But I have never watched one of your little videos where I didn't learn something. Okay. You have taught me a lot of stuff. And I thought, you know, I knew a lot of this stuff, having been a real estate investor for most of my life. But no, you have brought me information, and I'm sure others, that we had no idea. And that is a real point of differentiation. How many people are doing that? You know, that's, I'm sure there are others, but they don't do it as well as you do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. No, there's a decent amount of people that are doing it, but it's one way to just show your knowledge, show your personality too. I mean, I think the last video I posted, my camera was falling off to the side, and I was like, oh, I need to straighten up my camera. And I kept that in the video because it's like, hey, I'm human too. I make mistakes. But yes, that's a little bit about it.
We talk a lot on this podcast, Connect and Convert, about the emotional side of connecting. And you said it perfectly. Be real. Be authentic. Okay. The old false narratives, they don't work anymore. People are looking for real people. And on those little videos, you're a real guy. And that's why I commend you on those videos. They hit all the marks. And, you know, that's even something you may want to expand. I'm not sure, you know, how much time you have, but those are very effective. And I think they're a great marketing tool for you. Let me talk a little bit about customer client acquisition. I know you work closely with realtors. I have two realtors that I'm thinking of in my life that I know you know and have worked with. What is the best way for Two's Lending to acquire clients? What's worked the best?
The best way I've been able to actually have a sit down with realtors. I mean, outside of the sphere of influence, I'd say probably 90% of our business does come from real estate agents. Being able to sit down with them, whether it be over coffee, lunch, or heck, even a Zoom call I've done sometimes, is huge because sure, I get to tell them about me, but more importantly, I get to learn about them and their business. And I get to learn what is working for them. Who are they targeting? How are they targeting it? Are they doing open houses? Well, maybe we can join them there. Are they targeting Airbnb investors? Well, then I can teach them that we have an Airbnb investment loan. So that's, I would say, probably the most successful piece is being able to have some one-on-one time or just be in front of a group of agents and teach them. Yeah, I'm a CE certified instructor, so I can teach the agents, give them some CE continued education credits. And then right then and there, I'm in front of 10, 15, 20 agents where, okay, now Brian definitely knows this stuff and they have an opportunity to ask me questions and vice versa. So face-to-face time with real estate agents is probably the most successful part for me to acquire clients, my team and I to acquire clients.
That's great. You hit two principles of influence right there that I talk about a lot. Number one, the principle of authority. You're setting yourself up as the real estate mortgage authority. And the videos do that, reaching out and doing these little meetings with realtors. You are setting yourself up as the authority. And the second principle is the principle of liking. People do business with people they like. Okay. And you reach out and touch people and do these one-on-ones and these face-to-face meetings to activate the principle of liking. There's no surprise to me why, you know, as you know, a lot of small businesses don't make it to their fourth year. There's no surprise to me how Two's Lending has not only made it, but has grown. I look at your lineup when you started, I think there were one or two of you. Now I think I count five or six people that are working with you, which obviously speaks to your growth.
So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, as we wind this down, one quick question about customer experience. I know you believe in communication. You believe in education and communication. Love it. And community involvement. And you just explained all that. Just give me a brief vision of what it would be like for me to be a customer of Two's Lending. What should I expect? How would I be treated as a customer?
So the very first thing that you would experience is either myself or someone from my team reaching out to you, actually via text message, and saying, "Hey, Dennis, we were connected from Joe Schmo, and I wanted to reach out to you, see if I could help you answer any questions you might have. What is a good time that works for you?" And I don't call you out of the blue hoping that you're not recording a podcast. I'm sending you a text message, so I'm on your timeline, and I'm saying, what does your schedule look like? So I'm accommodating to you and your schedule. So that's first. And then once we actually get on the phone, I'm asking you tons of questions. I want to hear your story. You don't hear much from me until the very end. I kind of let you kind of run the show, and I'm learning about you. From after that introduction call, or that, I guess, exploratory call, we'll call it, then I'm saying, okay, Dennis, here's what we've got to do to accomplish your goal. We've got three steps we're going to tackle. And it's, I need you to do an application. It takes 3 minutes. It's really simple. Then after the application, I need a few documents from you. It's not a long laundry list. It's really short. And then the third and final thing is we're going to double check your credit. So I'm outlining to you exactly what is going to happen in that order. And every single time, I'm keeping it simple. I'm making it known that there's not going to be a whole lot of friction. I do not need a lot of your time. And once you do these quick three things, you're done. So I make it very easy to understand of this is not going to take a whole lot of time, minimal effort, and that's it. And then once that minimal effort is taken care of, you rest assured knowing that we're going to take care of it. Once you accomplish those three steps, we have a different conversation about, okay, if you're trying to purchase a property, what does that monthly payment look like? How much money do you actually want to put down? Where's that money coming from, et cetera? And then from there, assuming you have a real estate agent, you know, the fun part begins. You start shopping for the home. But even then, we're following up with you. You know, we're checking in and say, "Hey, Dennis, happy Monday. Did you have a chance to go look at homes this past weekend? If so, how was it? Were there any properties that you need an estimated monthly payment on?" Or if it's a Friday, saying, "Hey, Dennis, happy Friday. Any homes you plan to look at this weekend? You want us to break down any payments for you?" Because sometimes we will have buyers come to us and say, "Yeah, can you show me what 123 Main Street's going to cost?" And we'll give you the monthly payment, and you'll say, "Oh, that's way too high. I'm not even going to bother going to look at it. Thank you for saving me the time." So we're really big on that, on trying to make sure yourself and also the real estate agent you're working with don't waste any time. And then once you do find the home, we're going to hold your hand the entire process to the finish line. So that's just a little bit of a snippet of what you can expect as the client for us.
I'll be right over. I think I need to apply. I wasn't going to buy anything, but maybe I should. As you know, customer experience wins the day. And you have set up a very personal company business that has your characteristics, your warmth, your communication skills, your strategy, all the stuff that you, the founder and owner, bring are now transferred to your customers. And it makes for a great customer experience. And, you know, we talk on this podcast a lot about that. You can, the customer experience kills everything else. The culture and the customer experience beats everything. And you have done that, Brian. One last thing as we close out. Any words of advice for that budding entrepreneur, like the young Brian who is not sure what to do? Any words of advice, any words of encouragement or discouragement for those young folks that are trying to figure it out?
Yeah. Man, push through. Like it is a discovery in yourself. I mean, I have tried and succeeded. I've tried and failed. And sometimes what you think you want ends up not being it. You know, I'll give the example of pieces of advice, but the example is I thought I wanted to have a 15 to 20 person operation. I figured, man, you know, first and foremost, that's going to be a huge impact in Central Florida. Number two, the money's not going to be bad either. But what I very quickly learned was I don't want to, I don't know how a better way to phrase this, but I don't want to be in charge or leading or managing 15 to 20 people. That is a lot.
Understood.
And you need a lot of specific qualities, characteristics, and that I would say working and leading with a team is by far the most difficult part of being an entrepreneur. So if you are a solo entrepreneur, pros and cons, everything is on you, good or bad, right? If you have a team, then maybe you had a bad month, but your team had a great month and you're still okay, or vice versa. But man, it is extremely difficult to constantly lead a team. It does not stop. It is a full-time job. So I would say definitely going back to the advice is try things out. If you believe you want something, go for it. And then lo and behold, you might be right or you might be wrong. Either way, that's okay. So that's probably the biggest piece of advice I would say so far is go for it. Yeah.
Wow. That's enlightening. The you know, we could do a whole nother podcast on managing or leading. Are they the same or different? And I think you just defined it. They're different. When you have a staff, you have to manage and lead. When you're a leader, you lead. And you know, that's a discussion we have with our small business owners all the time. Are you going to work in your business or on your business? And that's a decision that has to be made. Sounds like you've made it. What a joy, Brian. I thought I knew you well, but I didn't. I found out things today that I didn't know to deepen my respect and appreciation for what you do. I want to thank you for taking the time to be on Connect and Convert. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Brian Tews, the founder and owner of Tews Lending in Orlando, Florida. Brian, what's your contact information? How could somebody get in touch? Give us a...
Awesome. Thanks, Dennis. So easiest way is to look up Brian Tews on anywhere social media. You're going to come across either myself or my dad. So hopefully, yeah, I'm the younger one when you look at the photos. But on Instagram, I'm Bri, the mortgage guy. So B-R-I and then the mortgage guy. So I'm there. And then Tews Lending, so T-E-W-E-S. If you look that up in, you know, any social media platform, you'll find us. And my direct email is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at TewsLending.com. Again, T-E-W-E-S, lending.com. And feel free to reach out to me. Any questions, ideas, scenarios, I love it. You know, I live it every day, and I'd be happy to help anybody that I can.
Well, again, thank you for your time. Thank you also for being so open and vulnerable with the answers. I mean, what a help it's been to me and to our listeners. So that wraps it up for this edition of Connect and Convert, the Sales Accelerator podcast. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned.